Node 5, 6, 5, 8, 6, 1. Disconnected.
AV9NN mobile monitoring. It's KFAWW, portable test. AV9NN mobile monitoring. That was KFAWW portable test. KM1WTF, are you on Pat? This is KFAWW portable.
KM1WTF.
A little scratchy, but are you on your handheld? No copy.
I said yes, I am on my handheld, but not now.
Okay, full quiet at that time, very good. We got the Violet's got the radio set up here at the hangar, and I'll be headed to Sheboygan shortly. But this thing works pretty good. It's on low power right now. Are we getting it okay?
I'm using your base station right now, but yeah, you're coming in loud and clear.
Well, very good. Well, keep at it, and we'll be back sometime, and I'll let you know. I'll try it from Sheboygan when we're over there. Catch you later, 73s, KM1WTF, this is KFAWW portable.
KM1WTF out.
KM1WTF, Pat, you still on KFAWW?
KFAWW, this is KM1WTF.
Yeah, loud and clear. I'm on my handheld Sheboygan Airport. I'm getting under okay, I guess.
My turn.
All right, well, that's excellent. Well, I'll be monitoring. Got some things to do and to run to town. Do you need anything from town, Walmart or anything?
I think we're good.
Okay, very good. Well, I'll give you a holler a little later when some of the excitement is over. I'm glad this is working. We'll see you. 73s, KM1WTF, KFAWW portable, clear.
1WTF out.
KFAWW mobile on HT. ABCW, mobile on HT and Petoskey.
Okay.
Say again, station calling, did not read you.
Oh, that's scary. All right, I'll turn the power up. W8RPM.
It's not you, it's me. I'm using an HT in a rental car on my way down to Detroit for a fun meeting.
Oh, okay. Magnum mount, at least, I hope.
Nope, didn't want to get that fancy with it. I'm just using the rubber ducky.
Yeah, you are dropping out. When you're in there, you're solid, but you're dropping out. Well, I'm in Charlevoix almost on the 1-9. Just got to drop something off, turn around, go right back. Was supposed to take the car in to get looked at. Got an under-the-hood noise that I'm not happy about. And her Tahoe's in for service. Also not happy about that. But 75 and sunny, can't complain.
Yeah, believe me, I'm not looking forward to my all-expense-paid vacation to Detroit today.
No, I get that. I truly get that. Is it down and back same day, are you saying?
No, my meeting's early tomorrow morning, so I'm heading down this afternoon and back tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, doing the hotel room routine and you got some place to stay. I hate that. I do. I hate doing that. I hate doing it even for events, you know. I mean, I had to go to a funeral on my way to Dayton, so I had to go down, you know, 2 days early, get a room, blah, 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 just pain. But the price we pay for our high-powered, high-paying jobs.
Really bad.
Yeah, you're gone. You're all noise. Safe travels. W8RPM.
Okay, BCW, W8RPM. Ron, how do you read me now?
Better. What do you do?
Got around a big giant hill and in view of the repeater.
Oh, the 7-4 repeater, I assume. No, you're fine at the moment.
No, I'm on Mitchell, just east of Petoskey, still on the 1-9. I'll probably switch over to the 7-4 when I get about halfway over to Wolverine and ride that out as long as I can. I'm interested in trying the new 8-4 out of Grayling and see how that one works.
Okay, I didn't realize. I thought you were like 75 already, so my fault. No, I too am on the 1-9. I'm just running a quarter wave. I was kind of in the curvies on 31, but surprised that, you know, 25 watts on a permanent mount quarter, resonant quarter wave wasn't doing the trick. But anyhow, how often does this happen? Like infrequently enough to not be a big deal.
Yeah, pretty much. I need to keep telling myself not to be so flustered about it. It's been since pre-COVID before I've been summoned for a meeting down there. And, just suck it up, Bentley, and this week I'll pass.
Yeah, you can tolerate almost any amount of torture in small quantities, you know. I get that. I truly do get that. But, it's still not fun, you know, unless you got some other selfish reason to go there, like, you know, visiting kids or family or something, or you need something from down there. It seems like I always do, but And I'm, you know, I can put myself in a better mood by just going and patronizing one of my favorite old haunts, you know, whether it's Mediterranean or, you know, Chinese, whatever. Food makes everything better.
Well, this all started out as, you know, function-wise, important campaign by our director, followed by a nice offer to take it out. So, for me, that's a two night nick, and I'm not interested in doing that, and the meeting has been pared down to 2 hours, and I've
pull in the driveway here. Catch you later, Ron.
Any DMH mobile, Traverse City.
VPC.
ACW. Mobile on HD and Grayling on the 84.
It's the best you've sounded all day.
Mobile Faraday cage with a crappy little rubber duck, so yeah, just going through downtown Grayling right now. Nice to see I'm getting into this machine so well.
There's an oxymoron for you. Downtown Grayling. Although, I'm hungry at the moment. Spike sounds very good. W8RPM. I just did a ride on the Ironton Ferry. First time in a long time.
The thrill and the excitement of it all.
You know, I've been on the thing a bunch of times over the years. It's just, I never realized that it only has a capacity for four vehicles at a time. Luckily, I was in the line, you know, one of the first four in the line, but man, there's a pretty big line on the other side. Going to take quite a few trips, you know, at four vehicles a pop, but that's as historic as it is logistic, you know. I just didn't want to go back through Charlevoix. Traffic's just insane.
Yeah, that's some Northern Michigan old school charm for you. What do they charge you for the trip across now? I think last time I did it, which was a long time ago, was like $4 or $6.
It was probably four, and it has been four for the last, you know, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years. It's five now, which, you know, for a 3-minute trip, but the operating costs are outrageous, and I'm sure the insurance is outrageous. I got a receipt that says, operated by the Charlevoix County Transportation Authority. Really? I didn't know there was such a thing. And I thought that thing was completely private anyway, but, you know, it's a connector on a county road, so whatever. It's absolutely beautiful out here today, though. I should go home and go for a boat ride.
Yeah, there you go. That sounds good. Take advantage of these last handful of days that we're going to have weather like this.
Yeah, the temperature, you can already tell ferns are turning brown already, and it's down in the 50s at night. It just gets worse from here, but September, October, for my liking, September, October is just probably the nicest weather the state has to offer. You know, good sleeping weather. You can get away without the heat, without the air conditioning, so anyway. Is that a relatively new repeater? I don't recall there being anything with really great coverage in Grayling. I thought there was an open one, like 545 or something.
I'm told it used to be in Prudenville, and they moved it to Grayling just recently and tied it into the Northern Michigan Link repeater system, where before it had been a standalone machine in Prudenville. But yeah, I've caught a couple of people on it, KADYS, Ryan, who drives truck, lives down in Harrison, and he reports that he can hit it from his house in Harrison, which is a 50-mile push, and that's pretty darn good.
Yeah, it makes me wonder where it is. You are rock solid, and we've been talking for 5 minutes, so you've gone
5, 6, 7 miles. You know, that's awesome for a rubber duck indoors. But, all right. So about the only thing I pulled out of that prior transmission was Greektown. I assume you already have dinner plans.
No, nothing specific yet. Staying downtown, right next to Greektown. I've got a couple coworkers that are coming in tonight from Grand Rapids. I'm sure we'll get together and have some dinner in Greektown. The boss has taken us all out to a Tigers game after our two-hour meeting tomorrow, but I'm declining that and opting instead to point my rental car north and get home and sleep in my own bed, not taking a second night in a hotel. So that's my plan tomorrow.
Yeah, the Tigers suck anyway. They've actually just blown it beyond belief. And they had a resurrection to where they had a wild card slot, and now that's over, so, you know, whatever. I'm not into it. I just don't care anymore, you know. People were all gaga over the Lions when I was working for the league, you know. I was on the field every game. It was just a job. Who cared? I didn't care enough to... There are people, there's a guy that was on my crew, he lives in Alma, and he would drive down every Sunday, you know, I mean, the money was decent, but it wasn't decent enough to make me drive 200 miles each way, you know. He'd leave at 5 in the morning to get there at 8:30 or 9, I'm like, yeah, no.
Hey, are you hearing, like, a little series of periodic beeps when you're listening to my transmission? When I'm listening to yours, it gives me a confidence beep, like, every 5 seconds or something like that. Guessing that's something that's programmed into this machine. But for the record there, Drake, if you're listening, that's super annoying.
No, I have no such thing. No such sound. You're, you know, you got a little mobile flutter now, but nothing, not hearing that at all. My guess is that it may be some notification to tell you what receiver you're in, or, you know, what the linking is doing, but that's also obviously a timeout. Sometimes that's a timeout timer warning, but nope, not hearing a thing.
Yeah, it might be something on my other channel, too. But, yeah, just past 4 Mile Road, the cutoff from 127 and 75. So, yeah, this thing's got a pretty good reach for a little HD. So, all right, well, hey, I'll let you go. Have a great afternoon. Enjoy your fun in the sun and make the most of it. KBCW.
I'm looking for lunch. I bought gas on 31 at 4:05. With my dime off, it was $3.95. Here in Boyne, it's $4.39. So, happy with that decision. All right, I'm looking for lunch. I don't have a lot of choices, but I'll figure something out. Again, safe travel, 73W8RPM.
Any DMH mobile.
Hello. GW. Anybody out there? WGAW here.
AB9NN mobile monitoring.
At 8DMH mobile. And ACMH mobile.
WTF, KF8WW, Pat, you're on.
KWW,
this is KM1WP. Might be a little light on the audio, but while we're back on Pablo Airport, pilots finishing up some painting, and then we're going to be headed home shortly. Probably see in about half an hour.
We'll have a few beers on the ice.
Thank you. See you then. 73s. KM1WTF, KF8WW, Portable.
Hey, DMH Mobile.
Nope, Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Listening on the link system.
Good afternoon, Mr. Jim, and 8 DMH Mobile.
Hey, I see you figured out a way to get eastbound across the river.
Yeah, there's a bit of a hazmat situation going on at the intersection just east of Logan's Landing.
Hey, yeah, I saw you had to make kind of a U-turn. Hey, your home QTH, old house up on the hill in Elmwood is seems to be off the air. Is that true?
Yeah, there's some renovations going on over there right now. I'll have it back on tonight. I had to pull everything out last night so that some work could get done today. And then I just got to plug everything back in when I get over there later this evening.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't make a special trip just for that, but you've done enough driving for the last half hour.
Yeah, it's interesting. The line of cars here on Woodmere Ave is impeccable. And it also looks like everybody's going to be a real jack wagon and not let anybody turn onto any perpendicular roads here.
Yeah, and there aren't a whole lot of stoplights after you get south of the library. That's kind of interesting.
Nope. Somebody was kind enough to let me in on Boone, so I can get on to Barlow now. But, looks like I'm not going to really be able to get anywhere for a while.
All right, well, I heard you call out a while back that said, stay away from Logan's Landing, so now I kind of understand. I saw you make the U-turn there, so anyhow, AC8DG, I'll be clear and listening on traffic, commuter traffic woes in Traverse City.
We're going through, Mr. Jim, any DMH mobile.
AJD calling KF8WW, KF8VIP, and KM1WTF.
This is KM1WTF.
Dad, it's Alex here. Seeing if Tom's around.
Yeah, he's up to the line. You want me to go get him?
I got a couple packages here. I'd like to see what he wants me to do with them. AJD. AJD monitoring.
Thank you. KDA 80J portable.